Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the podcast. Thank you for joining us. I want to talk today about a good day's work. We're all workers in God's field, whatever we're called to do, whether it's ministry, whether there's a calling to business or government or whatever it is, even being a parent, whatever we're called to do, there's a standard of work that comes as being a believer. And so I want to talk a little bit about that today. And the first scripture I want to read here to you, and this is 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved." Paul here is talking to Timothy, who's a young minister, and he says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth." So, you know, the main point that's usually preached from this is one that's study to show yourself approved, right? So you're studying to get skilled, and so you're properly handling the Word of God. There's a proper way to handle the Word of God and an improper way to handle the Word of God. One of the things that I think really does an injustice to the gospel is where people preach half-truths. They'll talk about one side and they won't talk about the other, or even people who, ministers who don't talk about certain things because of the fear of man. Well, we don't talk about finances here. We don't talk about healing here. You know, I believe in healing, but we just don't, you know, we just don't talk about that because that gets messy. And I believe that people, ministers will be held accountable. So there's a handling of the Word of God. Paul said, it's in the book of Acts, but he said, it was to the Ephesian, the leaders of the Ephesian church, he's leaving, and he said, I'm not going to see your face anymore. This is the last time you'll see me. But he said, I haven't held back anything. He said, my blood's not, no one's blood is on my hands. Whatever happens from this point forward, no one's blood is on my hands, because I haven't withheld anything that would have been for your good. And so there's a responsibility as ministers to be people who give full effort and properly handle the Word of God. But it says, do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and who correctly handles the Word of truth. So there's the handling the Word of truth, which would be the doctrine part, the not backing down because of what people think. But then there's also, just even as a worker, even if you're not called to be a minister, there's the being a worker who's approved. So I want to run through some scriptures here with you. The Bible says here, the king, this is in Ezra, it says, "The king should know that we went to the district of Judah, to the temple of the great God. The people are building it with large stones and placing timber in the walls. The work is being carried on with diligence and is making rapid progress under their direction." We see through the Word of God, even when it was talking to the judges, it was in the Old Testament, it said, a thorough investigation must be conducted. So there's something about being thorough in your work, being diligent in your work. You know, coming out of a business background, we use the term hard work a lot. And I don't actually like that term hard work, because the Bible says that Adam, there was a curse that came on him for toil. And so there's like hard work. I could go out and grab a shovel and just like start randomly digging holes and just dig and sweat, and it's hard work. I worked really hard today. I like how evangelist Jonathan puts it, where he says, you can work hard, but without skill, you're not getting anything done, right? So I worked really hard today. Well, you know, if you don't have any skill at being a mechanic and you work really hard, the car is going to end up worse than when you started. So it is diligence, really, is the word. And then there's the skill part. But I want to talk to you about diligence. The question that we have to ask ourselves as men and women of God, as people who are either called to ministry, called to business, called to parent, called to someone, everyone called to something, is, are we giving full effort? And what is it? What is full effort for us? That's really the word. What is full effort for us? What is skillful full effort for us? I'm looking up a scripture here. Do with all your heart. It's in the book of Thessalonians. Actually, here's in Colossians. It says, "And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not to men." Colossians 3:23 and 24. "Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward for your inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ." And then another verse, it says, in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord." And so ask yourself that for where you are and what you're doing right now, whether you're in your calling, full calling now, you're in a training period, you're in a temporary situation. I don't even know what my calling is, and I'm just out here working. I'm a student. I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm whatever. Am I doing it with all my might? So obviously, this goes without saying that you need to be doing something. If your job is to raise children, then what is full effort and doing my best to raise them the way that I should? And so it's really taking a step back and saying, am I being diligent and am I being faithful with what God has given me? The picture that I have for this is that scripture that says, whatever you do, do all in the name of the Lord. And so the picture that the Lord gave me is of a painter who will paint a painting, and at the end of his work, he steps back, he looks at the painting, and if it's up to par with his body of work, the last thing that he does is he signs his name on the bottom right of the painting, right? The very last thing, he signs his name. He doesn't sign his name first and then paint around it. He finishes the painting, and then he says, okay, this is good enough, and then he signs his name. If he finishes it and says, this didn't turn out, that face doesn't look like it should, what's he not going to do? He's not going to sign his name because he doesn't want to come back up that in 20 years. Wait, you did this? You know, that's why you see, you know, artists and they have just a trash can with a bunch of pieces of paper scrumpled up into a ball. Why? I'm not signing my name on that. I don't want anyone to know that that's what my hands did, right? But the Bible has a standard for us, and it says, whatever you do, do with all your might as to the Lord. And then it says, whatever you do, do heartily. It says, in the name of the Lord. So we're doing it as representatives of Jesus Christ. Really, your day of work, your quality of work, your diligence in work, and your diligence to develop your skill in an area should be to the point where at the end of the day, you could say, I did this in the name of the Lord. The work that I did today represented Christ. I would be happy to sign Jesus' name at the bottom of my painting, at the bottom of my day of work. The Bible says in Proverbs 10:4, lazy hands make for poverty, but diligent hands bring wealth. Proverbs 13, a sluggard's appetite is never filled, but the desires of the diligent are fully satisfied. Proverbs 22:29, now here's the skilled part. Do you see someone skilled in their work? They will serve before kings. They will not serve before officials of low rank. When I started in sales, I would say I wasn't the most skilled person. I didn't have a background in sales. When I started in sales, really the confidence for me, part of it's developing confidence, but the confidence for me came in where I went into the office for the first time. My brother said, "Hey, come work with me." I'd lost my job and I needed work, and hey, come and work with me. And I went in, and there was a guy named Antonio who was there, and he made five sales. He had made five sales in a day, which working for Verizon at that time was probably like $350 or $400 for that day, which I was like, that's absolutely insane, right? Like that's $10 an hour, 40-hour week. This guy just made that in a day. And I looked at him. He was heavier than I was. This was back when I was like 240 pounds. He was heavier than I was. I felt like I was better looking than he was, and I knew I was smarter than he was. And I said, I'm better looking, I'm smarter, he's heavier. If he can do it, I can do it. And that gave me enough motivation and enough confidence to say, if this guy can do it, then I can do it. It turns out Antonio was committing fraud and was making up deals and wasn't actually doing these deals. So who knows how many he was actually doing, but it gave me enough confidence to say, I can do this. And so when I started, their skill level wasn't high. There's some people who feel like, oh, I don't have, let's just talk about sales. And I'm not doing a recruiting meeting for sales here. But they go into something and they say, well, that's not my personality. But you develop skills along the way. So it isn't just about diligence, hard work, full effort, and stay terrible at it. It's that while you do it, you get better at it. Anything you start at, you should aim that I'm going to, month over month, I'm going to get better and better, and you're putting in effort to improve. It's the same with preaching. Preaching, listening to preaching, memorizing scripture, practicing preaching. You refine your skill, reading, educating yourself. Even for me, there's a book that I bought called I Never Metaphor I Didn't Like, which a book on analogy, metaphor, which brings preaching to life. There's things that you can do to hone your skill in an area. Memorizing scripture is one of them. The Lord brings back scriptures that you have in your spirit that you can preach and help you. So there's not just the I'm diligent in my work and I've worked a hard day. There's the developing the skill side, which you may feel you don't have a ton of skill in an area, but skill is something that can be developed. If you and I decided that in a year from now or 6 months from now we're going to play a basketball game and I got to practice 2 hours a day, or I started practicing an hour a day and you never practice, I promise you, unless you'd come out of retired from the NBA and you had done that, the skill level develops when you practice. And so it's aiming to get better, knowing that people improve at things. For some people, there's just like I worked really hard today, but they don't actually try to get better at what they do. You see it with musicians who come and they play, but then four years later, they're still the same skill level, still missing the same things, still, you know, slow on the different things that they do. And there's no practice to improve. And so it's both things. It's becoming skillful in an area, and then it's giving full effort. And so that you can, at the end of your day, say, I gave my best. When I was in sales, I started asking myself, I sat down and I wrote, what is a day that I can be proud of and I can say to the Lord, I gave my best today and I did this, and this properly represents Jesus. And so I asked, all right, well, once I get out, you know, we would knock doors from like 1 p.m. or 1:30 till 9:30 and three more doors. All right, once I get out, no breaks, no 5-minute break, no 10-minute break, no 1-minute break, just work. Stay off my phone, no internet on my phone, no apps on my phone. Just work. No text, text in between doors if I need to, but not like stuff, like stay focused, work stuff, no taking phone calls, no taking breaks, no breaks. And then preparation, having my street sheets written out and having the materials to show the customers ready to go, having food prepared so on my way out I can eat and eat something that's great and I'm not stopping at Wendy's and then eating 1,800 calories and then it's 98 degrees summer. Like eating something that's nourishing, that fills me up, having a Cliff Bar in my pocket and trail mix in my pocket. So at 5 o'clock when I get hungry, I'm not trying to like find a snack or distracted or I just need some food. So proper preparation for the day. So what is that like to you? And then for me, just small things. I was walk fast in between doors. If I can knock on an extra 10 doors more than somebody else, if we have the same closing percentage, I'm going to make more sales than the other people just by getting to more doors. All right, I'm going to get referrals. And so I wrote down all the things. This is what great work looks like. Keep a good attitude. Don't let yourself be distracted. Work till this time. Work all the hours. And then at the end of the day, zero sales, one sale, two sales, three sales, five sales. I could say I gave my best effort and I did high quality work. So I want to ask you, with what you're doing, what is high quality work? If you're a parent raising children and you're spending time with them, it's easy just to be distracted and let them run around and there's playtime. But then what about time where you're pouring into them? You're reading the word to them. You're sitting and reading their stories with them. You're helping learn their alphabet. This is all stuff that's going on in my home now. But there's a diligence that comes that you put your hand to. And then at the end of the day, man, there's such a fulfillment that comes when you know I've given it my best. In a culture where people, you know, paid hourly, people are trying to do as little work as possible for the amount they get paid. And it's so discouraging too, because you can give full effort and then there's a guy who's like doing no work, hardly any work, and he's getting paid the same amount and he slacks off and he's on his phone or whatever. But ultimately, your boss is not your boss. Jesus is looking to promote, and he promotes off these qualities. What are they giving to what I've given them to do? And so even if you're doing a job that you don't love, you say, Lord, I'm going to love it, and I'm going to love the fact that I'm doing a good job at it, and I'm going to get better, and I'm going to keep a good attitude, and I'm going to smile, and I'm going to be a great worker. What is a good day's work? And once you've determined what that good day's work, you do it, you put your hand to it, and watch God bless you. God promotes, God blesses diligence, he blesses off of diligence and skills, and how you multiplied what he gave you. That's what we see with the parable of the talents. It's the multiplication of what God gave you. Did you do work that people would say, man, that guy was like the best employee, or that guy or girl is the best employee that I've ever had? So I want to encourage you, no matter what you're doing, love it, hate it, you can learn to love it if God's put you there or it's something that God's given you to do and you say, man, I used to be unemployed, but I have this job, do it with all your might. I love you. God bless you. If this podcast has helped you, if you'd share it, that'd be great. We love you. We'll see you next time.